6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, however you are joining us. We appreciate that. Whether it be on shortwave live, because we are streaming on 13.845 megahertz. And for those of you that were thinking about ordering iComplex CS, well, guess what? We have extended our special pricing sale until this Friday. You can still get the improved, new and improved formula for iComplex special pricing for $49.95. And you get the old price rather than the new one, which is going to go up to $52.95 next week. So you have until Friday, May 6th to order those. The bottles now contain 120 capsules per bottle. Dose is 4 per day instead of 3. It allows for the increase in new ingredients. The pills are smaller and easier to swallow, but a total of 4 has more than 3 of the older ones of the goodies of the new formula. And we've got 10% off OptiVita products this week and 15% off promotion for basic essentials. And we'll be talking to Frank Davis from OptiVita about that at the bottom of this hour. So we'll find out what's going on here. 50% off iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also, Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally is going to be on closeout as well. 50% off. And, hey, big thanks to the anonymous Power Hour listener who donated $500. Wow. Amazing. You know, if you weren't anonymous, then I would be saying your name, because that's what we do. When you go in and you sign up as a team member, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up on thepowerhour.com, any amount donated helps us keep on the air, keep on keeping on, which we need. And, of course, we have the new Power Hour T-shirts available, which says we the people are pissed off, with the Power Hour logo on the back. Tired of all the lies and manipulations generated by the elites, the media, and all the political puppets. The shirt represents all of our collective voices being raised for the universe to hear. Time for the truth. That's where you get it right here. Our new Power Hour Power Mall address is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814. And, of course, if you're not hearing the Power Hour on your local radio station, guess what? You can reach out and let them know, hey, you guys want to hook up and become a member of our broadcast outlet? Especially those news talk stations that keep repeating themselves and keep repeating broadcasts and sound like they don't have very good content. A lot of them, they have mainstream media. It's just not, you know, they've got gaps in their broadcast clock, we call it. So, you know, you just basically have to call them up and say, look, you really need to carry the Power Hour. And just turn them out of the website. Tell them they can email us at support@thepowerhour.com for more information. And, of course, if you're a small business and you want to advertise with us, we want to help you grow your business. Same email address applies, support@thepowerhour.com. And, of course, like I said, we have a shout-out to our newest anonymous Level 3 supporter who donated $500 to keep us on the air. We appreciate that. And, of course, the reason that people dial in is because they want to know what's going on. They don't want sanitized, biased news. Well, some of you might want a little bias. Some of you are very, very conservative, and that's why you listen to the show. In other words, the stuff that you think about that affects you in this day and age is very Christian, conservative-oriented. There's a lot of Christians out there that say, you know, that they're God-fearing people, but yet they are not depending on God when it comes to certain things going on in their life. Like they believe everything the government tells them as far as getting the jab. And we got some news about the jab in our news broadcast, and we're, of course, going to be opening up the phone lines to anybody that wants to give us a little bit of an input. 844-769-2944 for those of you on that have us on speed dial. Good for you. Yeah, if we say anything that trips a trigger, you know who to call. And you can voice your opinion on the air. And you know, the thing is that it's better having two people conversing because you just never know what's going to come out and spark interest on other callers and make them want to call in and contribute to the conversation too, which is what this show is all about. China has locked down 1 billion people. And so here's the thing. If there's widespread sickness, how come it hasn't spread to the rest of the world like SARS-CoV-2? And the answer, of course, lies only in technocrat social engineers who've determined, hey, guess what? We haven't killed enough people with the COVID-2, so let's lock everybody in their house and starve them to death and kill their pets, beat them to death, and let's throw away food and adults and children being forced vaccinated in their homes and on the street. Let's kill as many people as we can. 26 million Shanghai residents, 1 out of 3 whom are elderly, have been unable to go to the store or get medication since March of this year. If they test positive, they're forced to go to a quarantine metal cubicle. Yeah, they have little cities with medical cubicles in them without temperature control or running water in their hut. Metal cubicles. Wow. So if you listened to our show yesterday with Joachim Hagopian, right? Did you hear that show yesterday? If you didn't, we have it in archive format. And all you have to do is just go on thepowerhour.com and scroll down. You'll see it and you can listen to it. Because he is an ex-West Point graduate that's got heavy military background, and he has also lots and lots of research experience, has done intense amount of research, written 5 books plus articles after article after article about all the garbage going on in the underground, in the underworld, and that means basically the elitists. And apparently the Daily Caller, we just got something flashed across my screen. Chief Justice John Roberts is pissed, just like the t-shirt we're selling at the Power Mall. He's pissed off because somebody leaked the latest ruling in its draft opinion form. And it's got the liberals crazy, crazy, crazy. Because the Supreme Court is now saying they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And it leaked out before the initial draft ink was even dry. It was circulated inside the court and obtained by Politico. And the libs are crazy over this whole thing because they voted to strike it down. They're going to leave it up to the states and the people's elected representatives is who's going to decide who can have an abortion and who's not. As a matter of fact, everything went so crazy. Fence barricades went up around the Supreme Court yesterday after the leak came out. Minutes after the reports from Politico, everybody found out about it. And so John Roberts, the chief judge, has launched an investigation. Somebody's going to get canned. I mean, that's unprecedented what happened with the Supreme Court's Roe draft leaking. That's the first major leak in modern history. It's a first. And it was apparently obtained by Politico from a person familiar with the court's proceedings. That means, and of course, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito wrote the opinion, but it was only in draft form. His opinion basically says it's an inescapable conclusion that a right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions. And so they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade and Casey, those cases. Roe v. Wade, basically, 1973 case, 1979. I mean, there's just, you know, there's a whole history of craziness regarding abortions. And, you know, see, here's the problem with abortion. While a lot of people think that it should be personal choice, who's teaching abstinence? Really? I mean, I know women in my past that have gone out and gotten pregnant because they just like having sex, unprotected sex. And they go out and they get pregnant and they think, oh, well, I'll just go get an abortion. I'll go get what's called a DNC dilatation and curettage. We'll just go get a DNC. Yep, it's what's wrong with having an abortion? We'll just do it so I can go out and get pregnant again and just keep doing it again and again and again. Broken record. And a lot of it basically is because of the lack of parental insistence that, hey, you need to keep your legs crossed, honey. And, hey, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, guy. You know, it seems like this is, you know, I mean, I have to be frank about this because obviously, you know, a lot of these people out there aren't getting it and they're not telling their kids, look, here's the thing with Roe v. Wade being overturned. It's going to be very difficult to get an abortion, which means that if you get pregnant and men can't get pregnant, despite what the liberals think. If you get pregnant, sweetheart, here's what's going to happen. If you don't want that child, then you have two choices. One, you're going to have to go to a state that allows abortion, or two, you're going to have to give up your child for adoption, and after carrying it for 9 months, how could you do that? How could you let go? You know, if you have a legitimate reason, you know, way back in the 50s, when being pregnant out of wedlock really was seriously frowned upon, you see how times have changed? I mean, I don't mind telling you, I was one of those where my mother said, I can't have an abortion. I cannot do this. I will adopt him out. I don't mind telling you I'm adopted. See, that gives me cause to talk about stuff like this because she cared enough to keep me to term. And see, back in the 50s, you didn't tell your family you got pregnant. You went, I was born in a home for unwed mothers. And adopt that out at 6 months. I'm telling you personal stuff about my life. Understand, I have cause to comment on stuff like this. And when you're talking about Roe v. Wade, this is the liberals' way of getting around the idea of going out and screwing each other's brains out. Because they have an excuse now, they can just go get an abortion. It's that easy. And see, the pro-lifers are loving every minute of this because they think, hey, this is what God wants. Really? Did God tell you that? You know, basically, God gives you free will. And see, you can take that and you can spin it any way you want. I get it. You know, I'm not here to argue, to agree or disagree or agree to disagree. In that sense, over the possibility that if you're pregnant and it's an emergency and the mother's life is at risk or she was raped, I can understand why somebody would want to go get an abortion and not be forced to carry to term. I think a lot of people could see the reasoning behind that because it would be a very bad memory to have to carry a rape child to term. I know a lot of mothers that will do it just because of principle. But I understand that if the mother was going to die in the process of giving birth, well, there you have it. You know, there's reasons behind why the states are doing what they're doing. And Roe v. Wade, with this thing being overturned, now what's happening is the states get to decide whether or not they want to allow abortions. Alabama and Texas have clearly put their foot down and said, no, not going to do it. Some states have adopted the emergency medical aspect of this. That's their thing. But you see, the pro-lifers are rejoicing today because of the fact that, see, people just now need to wake up and understand that there are consequences when you have unprotected sex. Will that stop the welfare state? Probably not. Not as long as Democrats are in power, which is why your vote matters. But you see, the real pisser here, folks, is that this initial draft majority opinion got leaked by the Supreme Court. Someone inside that court let it loose. It's going to overturn the Planned Parenthood versus Casey 1992 decision and the Roe v. Wade 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights. And see, the thing is every time somebody wants to start something, all they got to do is bring up abortion. It's a great political hot potato. So you're either for us or you're against us. That's just the way it is. Of course, now we're also getting reports that there is a food shortage around the world. Sharp uptick in disruptions. A survey data from S&P Global indicated yesterday the supply shortages matched the record hit at the height of the global financial crisis in 2008. They surged in April to reach a joint record level as the war in Ukraine continued to hit global food exports. Reports of increased food prices were meanwhile the second highest on record, according to S&P Global Economist. These shortages were just under seven times higher than the normal level, unchanged from March's four-month high. Now, what does this have to do with what's going on in America? Well, we had a fire at a Purdue plant. An industrial fire threatened a Purdue Farms facility in Virginia over the last weekend. According to their local fire department, Chesapeake firefighters battled an industrial fire in the South Norfolk area. Plant operators reported a fire in a large soybean processing tank. They managed to get it under control in about an hour. So the thing is, this fire comes in the midst of heightened awareness about fires and explosions reported at food processing plants across the U.S., which were notably highlighted in a Tucker Carlson segment last month. And here's the interesting thing about Tucker. You remember we talked yesterday about the fact that the Washington Post decided that they were going to do a smear thing on Tucker, and Tucker basically responded and said, I don't care, let them say what they want. They can call me a nationalist or whatever. I don't care. I'm not even going to read the bloody article. So you can look at that article for yourself. You look at the response. We put it in there. Your email blast, it's all over the internet, exactly what Tucker said about the whole thing. There is another Supreme Court ruling that you probably should know about because the Rutherford Institute put out an amicus brief concerning the opinion. It was a unanimous ruling that the city of Boston violated the First Amendment when it refused to fly a Christian flag on a city flagpole while allowing other flags. Through history, the suppression of unpopular religious speech and exercise has been among the favorite tools of petty tyrants, noted Justice Neil Gorsuch in his concurring opinion. The day governments in this country forage for ways to abandon those foundational promises of the free exercise of religion, it's a dark day for the cause of individual freedom. This case is Shurtleff versus City of Boston. Rutherford Institute attorneys had sounded the alarms over attempts by Boston officials to use the government speech doctrine to censor or discriminate against expressive activities by Christians that take place in public, which may be perceived as unpopular or politically incorrect. You see how crazy it has gotten? But the Supreme Court stood up for the right thing as far as free speech. And of course, we have included in your upcoming email blast link an NCL.org election campaign roster, because the primaries are in full swing. I know Kevin in Ohio has called and told us that they have primaries going on there now. And if you want to find out about your state, we're going to include a link below to the NCSL website, and you can look up on the chart to see when your state's primaries are up and running so you can get out and vote and be part of the solution, not the problem. There is an issue in Idaho, which was kind of alarming, that you should probably know about. We were talking all about child protective services. Remember those commentaries we had about people that can just go and make a phone call or do something crazy, or you have a nurse? I had a nurse tell me once when my daughter was attending a high school in San Antonio, Texas, that she could make one phone call and have my daughter taken out of the home. It was that simple. Child protective services would just come take her. And it's like, you know, when you give people this kind of power and the nurse just has a grudge, an axe to grind against your opinion about something and wants to start stuff? See how easy it is? Well, a baby, according to authorities, has been kidnapped over a missed medical appointment, according to the attorney for the mother. Baby Cyrus was taken away from his parents by authorities on the same day his mother canceled the child's periodic medical checkup because she wasn't feeling well. Oh, so I guess it's not okay if you're feeling well to cancel or postpone a medical checkup on your kid. So what happened was, is the nurse practitioner called authorities and said, hey, you know, we're concerned about the child because she lost like an ounce in weight. Baby Cyrus, rather. He had lost 35 grams, which is 1.23 ounces. And, of course, the nurse ordered the mother to bring the baby again for a weight check. The next day, the mother agreed, but she woke up feeling ill. So the nurse practitioner gets on the phone, calls CPS, and they sent two police cars to escort her with the baby to a center for victims of abuse. The father of baby Cyrus refused to go there. Since the mother started feeling better, she wanted to visit the family's friend, who was a former police officer, to talk to him about this unexpected turn of events. She was obviously rattled by this. And, of course, the authorities had the child in their possession for a week. This is insane, folks. And, of course, when the cops decided to pull them over, the cops were following the truck with the mother and father and the baby inside. And they pulled them out of the truck, slammed them up against the truck, handcuffed them, and took the child away. You see how easy that works? All because a nurse made a phone call. You're going to have that story on your email blast. In the meantime, more news upcoming. But first, we're going to be joined by Frank Davis from OptiVita Products after the short break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinua Raga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you back on the Power Hour. Yes, crazy churning information in the world. And the thing is everybody has got an agenda, and it should be to stay healthy. And because of the fact that I am the host of the Power Hour, I also am taking products from the Power Mall. I mean, isn't that right? We should be taking products from the Power Mall, right? Should be. If you're not, you should be. We've got Frank Davis from OptiVita Products on the line, and he has spent the last 20-plus years of his life studying and researching health and nutrition, founding three different companies over the last 20 years that have been focused on health and wellness. He's worked with world-recognized experts in the field of health and nutrition over the last 20 years. One of the companies he founded was listed on Inc. 500 fastest growing companies and was sold to a public company. And so, I mean, he's been a guest lecturer on TV and radio shows subject to nutrition. But the thing is, I actually just finished a glass of Complete Essentials, but now we have a new product by popular request, and it's actually less expensive, but it's called Basic Essentials. And we're bringing Frank on to do some education here. It's not an infomercial, folks. You want solutions? We have them right here at the Power Hour. Frank Davis, welcome back.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, so the Basic Essentials, what is different about them versus Complete Essentials?
Well, I think it all says it in the name. Complete Essentials was designed to have everything the body possibly needs for not only a healthy immune system, but for all the building blocks. It's primarily designed for those that really want to give their body every possible advantage as far as whole health and nutrition. Those that are struggling with nutritional deficiencies and chronic conditions, things like that, they definitely would want Complete Essentials. The only thing different in Basic Essentials is we don't have like the 8 detoxifying greens. We don't have some of the botanicals, the herbs, the spices that all have functions for the body. But the Basic Essentials has all the whole food vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, all from the equivalent of 9 servings of organic non-GMO fruits and vegetables. And that's really the basis of it. We also have the probiotics and the plant digestive enzymes in there. So, you know, it is a very robust nutritional whole food supplement. It just is not as complete as the Complete Essentials. But it's so much more. I think the last time we talked about some of these companies that are offering fruits and veggies in capsules. And the Basic Essentials puts them to shame, not even remotely close. And the way you judge that is you look at the nutritional panel. If on the nutritional panel, it'll tell you what you're getting out of those fruits and vegetables. If there is nothing on there, then basically all you're getting is sugar, fiber, and carbs. But the uniqueness of what we do, not only in the proprietary drying process, but the extraction where we can extract those non-essential parts of the plant, such as right now the carbohydrates, the sugars primarily, and only take out the essential nutrients. And that's what you judge when you're eating an orange, you're thinking, I'm getting vitamin C. When you're taking, spinach, you're getting folate and you're getting iron. Those are the things that you're looking for out of the plants. And that's what we have all in basic essentials. So you're getting 100% RDA of all the vitamins, all the minerals. You're getting the antioxidants. You're getting the probiotics, 15 strains, and you're getting the plant digestive enzyme. So it's a very potent and the equivalent of 9 servings of fruits and vegetables.
Okay, and the nice thing about this is we have a Friday, May 6th, 15% off promotion for your first purchase of basic essentials, one use per customer. But the beauty of it is you get to try it. Now, my next question is because I just finished, and today I'm drinking alkaline water at 9.5 on the pH. But I just finished a glass of Complete Essentials because I had to try it, and it is a very, very strong berry flavor. What's the basic essentials taste like?
Well, basic essentials is in a capsule form, so you don't taste it.
Ah, I got you. All right. Well, see, now that I didn't see in my show notes here, but that's a good thing. Well, it says it's a capsule supplement. I just spotted that, and it's easier on the wallet. And this will basically do everything that Frank just said, folks, as far as what multivitamins just can't do because of all the natural ingredients and the fact that it's non-GMO and organic whole food. So that's a good thing. And so now how long, as far as basic essentials go, how long did it take to develop that?
Well, it was really hand in glove with Complete Essentials. We basically take the Complete Essentials and take out of that some of the things that, are not, something that you would necessarily have to have on a daily basis unless you were struggling with compromised health and some other issues. And that's why we call it basic essentials, because a lot of people, what they're looking at is, oh, I want a daily multi. I want a daily multivitamin and mineral. I know I need that. Well, vitamins and minerals come from plants, come from fruits and vegetables. The problem is the people that are selling these veggie caps and the fruit caps and berry caps, I'll just give you an example. I took, and they basically, if you look at their video, they'll say, we use these whole food, and use freeze-dried, mill them to a fine powder and then encapsulate them. So you're getting 16 fruits in 3 capsules. The problem is I took one small strawberry, freeze-dried strawberry, and I ground it up to see how much powder I'd get. I put it in 8 capsules. Okay, one small strawberry in 8 capsules. Now, and one small strawberry has 5% RDA of vitamin C, but there's nothing else that could be traced in that in just one strawberry. If you have a full serving, a half a cup or a cup of strawberries, then you have, other nutrients that will show up on your nut panel. But take that and say, okay, I've got 16 different fruits in this capsule. If all of them are 1/16, and you only have 3 capsules, where one small strawberry fills up 8 capsules, what do you think you're getting? You are getting virtually nothing other than sugar and fiber. It doesn't even register on a scale. 1/16 of a strawberry, 1/16 of a blueberry, 1/16, it just doesn't make sense. And that's why what we do is a proprietary, non-solvent water extraction where we're using an extract and we're getting all the nutrients out. So when I say that there's a pound of broccoli in every serving, it's because we measure by the fact we have the key anti-cancer compound in broccoli called sulforaphane. We have the amount that comes from 1 pound of broccoli. That's in there. And we everything we have is third-party verified in terms of the integrity of the nutritional label.
Right. Now, see, Frank, and I'm watching the commercial on Fox, you know, when they show all this and they got some, you know, old codger that looks like he's really fit because he's been taking this. And you see him opening up these little jars that he gets or bottles that he gets from the sponsor, and he's dumping 3 capsules of each one into his hand. And I'm like, why is he taking so many? I mean, that's the first thing that popped into my head. You know, it's like he's overdosing on this stuff. What's the dosage on the basic essentials?
Well, it's only 2 capsules, but the difference is ours are the extracts where we're pulling all the nutrients out, where theirs is the actual powder. And so primarily you're getting just sugar and fiber. And you would have to have an enormous amount of that to be able to get the same nutrient value that we have in these extracts.
Okay, so that's the difference.
I'm not saying that the fruits and vegetables they start with don't have it, but when you take 1/16 of a strawberry, you're not getting any nutrition out of it. You have to take a lot more than that.
True, and nobody wants to sit there and eat an entire package of strawberries just to get the equivalent. So,
right.
That I get. Now, as far as the Complete Essentials 30-pack, we still have that available at the Power Mall, and that's what I'm trying. And like I said, that has a very strong berry flavor. And this morning, I just, you know, we happened to mix it with some MCT powder, you know, just because we're trying different things because, you know, that's the way we are. Always looking out for our health. But the Complete Essentials 30-pack is available at the Power Mall. And, of course, because of the fact that it is OptiVita, you get 10% off all the OptiVita products at the Power Mall this week. But the Basic Essentials, you get a 15% off promotion this week. You order one and try it out and see what you think. Obviously, if it works for you, you're going to keep buying it. And that's what we want because health is where it's at. Now, the other thing that OptiVita is known for is the, and I have a box of them sitting right here, is the silver lozenges and the silver gel. And, Frank, if you could take a minute and just kind of explain, I know there's honey in the silver lozenges, but explain a little bit about those two products.
Well, the lozenges, they have, each lozenge has 10 parts per million of nano silver. Now, actually, the National Institute of Health just last year did a study on silver, and it was published on PubMed, and it basically, the title of it said, "Nano Silver Proven to Be Potent Antiviral Against SARS COVID-19. So basically, you've got the U.S. government agency doing a study, and they zeroed in, and they told you in this study what the particle size was and what the concentration. It matched identical to our liquid and what's in the lozenges, 10 parts per million and the nano size of the particle that's in there. So basically there are over 140, I mean there's over 500 studies done, clinical studies showing the antiviral, antimicrobial effect, killing everything from, staph to MRSA, and it's totally safe. I would give this to a child. It's a patented form of silver that literally passes through your body, does what it's designed to do, and there's no residue. Unlike other silvers where you're taking it in much higher concentrations and it doesn't stay bound to the water molecule and will end up accumulating in your body. This does not do that, period. But it's a phenomenal thing. The lozenges, whenever, you know, I take them every day. I'm going on a flight right now, and I suck on them when I'm on the plane. I take the liquid. I spray my table. I spray the seat and the back of it, et cetera, just because it kills any microbials, any virus, any bacteria in a very, very, you know, within a minute, 2 minutes.
Well, here's the other thing, too, folks, that if you did not know this already, because some of you are thinking, well, I'm going to be flying soon, too, and I've got to have some way of, if he's doing that, if Frank's doing that, I've got to have some way of spraying my seat and spraying my tray table and everything else. Well, they have a spray accessory kit also available at the Power Mall that you can take and incorporate that into your regimen when you go on the plane, and you can keep that handy and put the silver liquid in it from the 16-ounce bottle and condense it down to the spray accessory bottle. And that particular bottle holds how much? Because the travel size, I think, has got to be under 4 ounces.
The travel size is 2 ounces. So wonderful. I have it in a nasal spray, in a regular spray, and in a dropper for, you know, eardrops or eye or whatever. But yeah, and that's what I do. I have, I take both the nasal spray as well as the regular spray, in my, carry-on when I go on, and that's what I use.
Okay. See, so the thing is, folks, when you get on one of these planes, understand now that because of the government backpedaling on all of this mask mandate, you don't have to have a mask on the airline anymore, nor in the terminal. Does that mean that you're not going to be susceptible or coming in contact with somebody that's sick, that's coughing, that's blowing their nose, or whatever the case may be, and you're just happen to be in range? The thing is that now you were talking, Frank, about spraying the stuff up your nose. You actually use that same kit, or do you have a different method of applying?
I have that kit that's a nasal spray, and I definitely spray when I do that, because that's what I'm saying. I suck on a lozenge and I spray it up my nose, because there's only two ways that a virus will enter your body, either your nasal or your mouth. And so if you're sucking on a lozenge and you spray the nasal up your nose, there is no way that any virus or will make it past there and into your body to do its thing.
That's
it
the smart
will be killed
way to travel.
On contact.
There you go. That's the smart way to do things, folks. That's one of the reasons why. And we talk about a lot of this stuff and have Frank on the show because of the fact that, you know, when you go to the Power Mall, you will notice how many hundreds of products that we have there. We have spent ages developing relationships with the sponsors and the people that did the manufacturers and people that deliver these products. And so, you know, when you go there to buy, you know, one of the things is to get some insight before you make the purchase so that you know what you're getting. And that's one of the reasons why Frank's on. And we also, I want to talk a little bit about the 1,000 milligram 60 count super krill oil. And krill, that's got some special properties to it, if you could elaborate on that, Frank.
Well, I think everybody today is very familiar with the body's need for the omega-3 fatty acids. And fish oil has been, you know, popular way to get that. The problem with fish oil is, one, you know, there are too many toxins in the fish. Plus, the omega-3 fatty acids in fish are bound to triglycerides, which compete with your own body's own triglycerides. So you get a very, very poor absorption and utilization. Whereas krill, the omega-3 fatty acids, primarily the DHA and EPA, which your body desperately needs, are bound to phospholipids, which also your body needs and is a perfect carrier to actually get 100% absorption and utilization. It also has choline in the krill oil, which is another essential nutrient for the body that most of us are deficient in. And then it is also has astaxanthin, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants known to man, and that's what creates the red color of the krill oil. But it keeps the krill from oxidizing, from going bad, but it also provides you, when you take it, with that added antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefit of the astaxanthin. But for brain health, for heart health, for anti-inflammatory, for joint health, you know, arthritis, krill oil is the best form you can take these omega-3 fatty acids that your body is definitely deficient in. Most people by far need it. So, and it's the best source to get it.
For sure. Now, the Optivita vitamin D, this is something that I just pulled an article by Joe Mercola off, and this is also included in your email blast you're going to be getting. It's an article, "This Overlooked Mineral Might Save You from a Heart Attack." And they're talking about magnesium. And one of the things about magnesium, low magnesium will impede your cellular metabolic function and deteriorate mitochondrial function. And it's a component necessary for the activation of vitamin D. Well, so now that we're bringing vitamin D up, it has a relationship with magnesium. And what I'm kind of getting at here, Frank, is how does that interact with your Optivita? You would take this as like 2,000 IU, but obviously people will be taking a little bit more than just one capsule if they're doing the 60 non-GMO count.
Correct. Well, and what you just said is very critical. Most people don't realize they go out and they buy a vitamin D and think their body is just going to convert that and you're good and you're going to up your level of hydroxy vitamin D serum level of your that is so critical and they are proving day in and day out. There's new studies showing whether it be heart health, bone health, you name it, vitamin D plays a part in it. But what's critical is what you mentioned, magnesium. Most of us are deficient in, and so we're taking this, and the body's using that magnesium for something else. Well, we include a patented form of magnesium called magnesium glycinate. Glycinate is how a plant absorbs minerals from the soil. It binds it to this amino acid called glycinate. So it virtually converts it to an organic mineral. Well, that's part of our vitamin D, along with probiotics. So the probiotics are the carrier. The magnesium is the activator. It's like if you can put a light bulb into a socket, but unless you turn the switch on, nothing happens. That's what magnesium is. That's the light switch. It activates the vitamin D in your body. That's why it's so critical to have it. And you have to have the magnesium in the right form that it will do what it's supposed to do. But the probiotics are the carrier to get it into your body, into the bloodstream. It's the one that puts it in the light socket, and then the magnesium is the one that flips the switch.
So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think a lot of people, in fact, somebody I was on the show with was telling me you need to take at least 500 milligrams of magnesium daily. The older you get, obviously, this is a big thing. In addition to vitamin D, this is the stuff that allows your mitochondria to really flourish and do what it's supposed to do. And obviously, a lot of people, you were talking earlier, Frank, about, you know, people when they think vitamin C, they go eat an orange. Well, it doesn't necessarily have all of what you need remember the old adage, apple a day keeps the doctor away. Vitamin C is extremely important, and you have such a formula that actually is enhanced, that better performing than just eating an orange, correct?
Well, yeah. It's actually an organic acerola cherry, which has 100 times the vitamin C per gram than an orange. And it has, and it's a whole food. So you're getting the bioflavonoids, the rutin, the J factor, the K factor, the vitamin P, all the components that form the complex vitamin C. Whereas, you know, most vitamin C you see on the market is a synthetic made in China that not only does not do the body good, it's detrimental. So you have to take it in a whole food form. And, you know, acerola cherry is probably the best, most effective way to take it. And that's all our vitamin C. There's nothing else in there. Just 100% organic acerola cherry.
You gotta love that, folks. This is one of the reasons why, like I said, we have Frank Davis on, because when you go to shop on the Power Mall, there is a merchant type of a link on the left-hand side of the page, and when you see OptiVita, you click on that, and it will take you right to all of the OptiVita products that we have on sale this week at the Power Mall, and you can try some of this stuff. And like I said, we have the 15% off promotion on the basic essentials. And it's got a lot of what makes Complete Essentials great, but in a smaller, cheaper, more portable package. And, of course, it is capsules, so and it is a supplement, so it'll be easier than ever to get the nutrients where and when you need them, and easier on the wallet as well, and it helps support us here at the Power Hour. Frank Davis, we appreciate you so much for coming on the show again. A little history and education. Thank you so much. We will talk to you again soon.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. And after this break, coming up on the Power Hour, news and your phone calls. To make this happen, we've got a lot of stuff to cover today, folks. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.